My friends, we are going to grow and get better together. This is not about me. This is about us. Welcome to Win Today with Johnny Martin. Hello, my friends. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Win Today with your boy, Johnny Martin. I want to talk to you today about gratitude, a term that we hear often in social media posts, books. Everybody seems to be an expert on gratitude and gratefulness. And one of the things that I've found in looking at this notion of being grateful is that a lot of us tend to maximize it. So what I mean by that is we become really grateful for what we deem as really huge moments or milestone in our lives or the lives of people we love. But I think what we do is we rob ourselves of the ability to capture and be grateful for those macro moments that occur within our lives that should be, if we really slow down and take a deep breath and drink life in for what it's really worth, we miss those small moments that are amazing blessings for us. And so I want to share with you over the next couple minutes some things that I think will help you fortify and develop a little bit more gratitude. Because let's face it, you get up in the morning like me, or like a lot of other people listening to this right now, and if you wanted to find reasons to be pissed off or angry or upset or in a bad mood, we could all very, very easily do that. Wouldn't be difficult. But what I've done is I've started using every morning as a chance to set the framework for the day. I'm doing a lot of this work with my clients as well, and some high-level and high-performing athletes at the college and professional level, as well as some folks that are in very high-profile jobs around the country. But it really doesn't matter what your occupation, your line of work, or your passion is. It's about reframing and creating a mindset around the day that can help you grow and enjoy the small moments of the day. Even though we're all going to have moments throughout the day that test our patience, that piss us off, that make us angry, that make us frustrated. That's just part of the deal. It's part of this amazing journey called life. But I've really found that if you can start your day with gratitude, you're much more likely to capture those grateful moments and use them to propel you throughout the rest of the day than if you start your day with a negative mindset or a neutral mindset. So I want to share with you some of the things I do that have been really helpful in working to capture that gratitude. And this morning work can take whatever works for you. Some of the clients I work with spend a full hour every morning working on mindset and gratefulness. And some take 10 or 15 minutes every day. Whatever works for you is what you should do. And the only way to find out what works for you is to try a bunch of different things until you figure out what is going to be best for you. But what I do, what really helps me to start the day, and maybe this will be some food for thought that you can use and to propel you to move forward, is I do the same thing every single morning. So I give myself usually an hour or so before I actually have to be out the door. My house is quiet. There are no distractions. And so I get up and I do the same thing every day. And what I do is I get up, I make my cup of coffee, I sit down and I start my day with some sort of prayer or spiritual reflection. Now, if you're listening to this right now and you're not an extremely faith-based person, or that's okay. That is completely and 100% okay. The reason I do it is it gets me centered and focused on what I want to look at for the rest of that 20 minutes, half hour, or an hour that I'm going to approach the day. So I do a little prayer, a little reflection. And then what I do is I write down all of the things that I am grateful for to start the day. So an example would be, I keep a journal, I keep it with me all the time, and I mark the date. And so mark the date down, the time, because I always want to be able to go back to it. I want to be able to look back and on those days that we're having tough days, I can look back in that journal and I can say, okay, this is a great reminder that things are not going as badly as I think, or when I'm really searching for things to be grateful for. Because the key in this exercise is not to search for things. The key is to come up with them organically and authentically. And so I'll write down all of the things I'm grateful for. As I look at journal entries from the past and as recent as this morning, Here's an example. I am grateful today for the ability to be an agent of change in the lives of my students. I am grateful for great medical news we received yesterday for my son. I am grateful that I have my health to do the work that I love and to love my family in the way that is absolute, true, and best for them. So those are just a few examples. So I get up in the morning, I pour my coffee, I do a little praying, I do some writing, and then I say out loud in the quiet of my home, I say out loud the things that I wrote down. So I write them down, then I say them out loud. And then the last thing I do is I do 10 or 15 minutes of reading, completely for pleasure and for leisure, but usually focused around the topic of gratefulness, growth, persistence, perseverance, anything that's going to help frame my mind, my head, and my heart around something that's going to make the day as productive as I can make it. So I would encourage you as you go through your days to start creating a specific routine that helps you start your day with gratitude, with hope, with belief, and you'll be amazed at how doing something so simple on a daily basis can change your perspective on the rest of your day. Daily choices become habits. Habits have the ability to change our lives. Hope this was helpful for all of you. Be good to those you love. Let them know you love them. Have a great day.
Thank you to Seven Roads Media and Cloud9 Marketing Group for co-producing the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Without you, I cannot continue to do what I love. You can follow me personally on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real John C. Martin. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with comments and questions after each episode. Your comments push me to get better every day. As always, thank you for your continued support, and don't forget, win today.